Slide 1. 5 for 5 campaign launch. February 13, 2023. Hosted by the National Council on Independent Living. 5 for 5 logo, Fund Centers for Independent Living, 500 million, 5 core services. NCIL logo, National Council on Independent Living. Slide 2. Tech housekeeping. CART captioning and ASL interpreters are available. We are screen sharing, so please ensure you are in side-by-side mode. We will have audience Q&A today. You may submit a question through Zoom Q&A tab. Email jenny@ncil.org. Phone callers only may press *9 on their keypad. Submit questions anytime, but we will wait for our Q&A break to address them. Slide 3. The independent living infrastructure. Slide 4. What is independent living? A movement, a philosophy, specific programs that provide tools, resources, and support for integrating people with disabilities fully into their communities to promote equal opportunities, self-determination, and respect. All people can live with dignity, make their own choices, and participate fully in society. Slide 5. Why community living? People prefer to live in their own homes. It is a legal right. It costs less. Everyone benefits when everyone can contribute. Slide 6. Centers for Independent Living, CILS. CILS are hubs of disability information, resources, services, and advocacy. CILS have a unique ability to creatively address barriers within their individual communities, allowing the CIL network to respond quickly and effectively in times of crisis and emergency. Investing in CILS benefits the entire community and yields a strong return for taxpayers. Federally funded CILS provide 5 core services. Information and referral services. Independent living and life skills training. Individual and systems advocacy. Peer support and mentoring for youth and adults. Institutional transition and diversion, youth transition. Slide 7. America is home to 403 centers for independent living, 330 branch offices, 56 statewide independent living councils. This is not nearly enough to meet the needs of our community. Slide 8. Statewide independent living councils, SILCs. Each state and U.S. territory is required to maintain a SILC. SILCs develop a 3-year strategic plan that creates a unified vision for the state on how to address barriers to independent living and other issues impacting people with disabilities. In 2003, NCIL first made the recommendation for a $250,000 operating budget for SILCs, which still has not occurred. Slide 9. Department of Health and Human Services, Administration for Community Living, ACL. The Office of Independent Living Programs, OILP, within ACL is tasked with overseeing independent living agencies on a national level. NCIL leadership continues to meet monthly with ACL and provides input and recommendations on various programs and policies. Slide 10. Founding Document, Title 7, Rehabilitation Act of 1973, as amended. There are two types of CIL funding. Subchapter B, Independent Living Services. Subchapter C, Centers for Independent Living. The Rehab Act will be up for reauthorization soon. We must protect it. Slide 11. 500 million for the 5 core services. Jeff Hughes, Vice President, National Council on Independent Living. Slide 12. Rehabilitation Act of 1973, as amended. 1978, $2 million of Title IINE funding used to fund first 10 CILs. 1978, formula funding statutorily mandated. 1978, not less than $200,000, or 1/3 of 1% of the sums made available for the fiscal year whichever is greater. This formula will remain for the next 10 years. 1984, discussion of mandatory minimum funding level of $200,000 per center. 1992, amendments adjusted formula for inflation. 1998, formula adjusted to not less than $275,000. Slide 13. Rehabilitation Act of 1973, as amended. $200,000 per each of the first 10 states for SIL services. Illinois, Kansas, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Vermont. Slide 14. Rehabilitation Act of 1973, as amended. 1998, formula adjusted to minimum of $275,000. 2003, NCIL recommends Part C be increased to 10% of Title I funds. 2003, NCIL recommends funding formula change to 50% of the total of all newly appropriated funds will be distributed equitably among the states and territories. 2003, NCIL recommends funding formula change to the remaining 50% of the total of all newly appropriated funds shall be divided among the states in an amount bearing the same ratio as the population of the state bears to the population of all states. 2003, NCIL recommendations, $250,000 minimum funding for SILCs, new money. Slide 15. Drive for 75. 2003, NCIL begins its drive to increase Part C to $75 million. 2009, RA $87,500,000 invested into IL for one-time initiatives. 2009, ILA frameworks begin. 2014, reauthorization, IL is moved to HHS, takes on, two-prong, fifth core service. 2015-2017, IL funding remains flat at $78,305. 2019, IL funding increased to $111,639,825 to adjust for the previous years of flat funding. Slide 16. COVID era and beyond. 2020 IL received additional $85 million, similar amount of 09 ARA, of COVID funding. SILS finally had ability to provide much of fifth core service. 2022, IL funding reverts back to pre-COVID amounts. 2023, IL funding increases by $10 million. 2023, NCIL sets goal of $500 million. Slide 17. Budget process. Marty Musser, NCIL Region 4 Representative. Jessica Podzva, JD. NCIL Director of Advocacy and Public Policy. Slide 18. Step 1, Budget Requests. The Office of Management and Budget, OMB, provides guidelines to federal agencies for developing their budget requests for the coming fiscal year. The OMB reviews the agency's funding requests and after feedback from the agencies creates a draft of the budget. Source: https://guides.osu.edu/c.php. G equals 833016 and P equals 5947898. Slide 19. Step 2, Final Budget. The OMB sends to the President the final budget, which includes information on the condition of the Treasury for the last completed fiscal year and the estimated condition at the end of the current fiscal year. The budget also may include other budgetary publications that have been issued during the fiscal year, and other related and supporting documents pertaining to the budget. Slide 20. Step 3, Submits Budget. In February, the President submits his budget to Congress. The President's budget is just a proposal detailing how he would like to divvy up federal revenue for the next fiscal year. The federal fiscal year runs October through September. Slide 21. Step 4, Create and Pass Budget Resolutions. The House and Senate committees on the budget take the President's budget and create budget resolutions. These resolutions set spending levels for federal agencies, etc. After each passes their versions of the budget resolutions, a joint committee irons out any differences between the two versions and the revised budget resolution is sent to Congress to be voted on. Slide 22. Step 5, create appropriations bills. Working within the spending limits set in the budget resolutions, the House and Senate Appropriations Subcommittees determine the precise level of funding for the coming fiscal year. The resulting bill is voted and passed in the subcommittee, then the full Appropriations Committee, and then goes to full House or Senate to be voted on. Slide 23. Step 6, vote on appropriations bills. The full House and Senate vote on their own appropriations bills from their respective appropriations committee. After passing their versions, if there are any differences, a conference committee is appointed to iron them out and the revised bill is sent back to the House and Senate to be voted on. If passed, it is sent to the President. Slide 24. Step 7, signs each appropriations bill and the budget becomes law. Only after the President signs the appropriations bill does it become law. When all the appropriations bills are signed, the budgeting process for the year is complete, and the federal government is funded for the next fiscal year. Slide 25. 5 for 5 lobby days. Slide 26. February 22 and 23. There will be a group of representatives in D.C. on the 22nd and 23rd of February meeting with key congressional offices. We need you to help amplify the message in your districts. Slide 27. How you can help. Jeremy Morris, NCIL Treasurer, and Aaron Bayer, NCIL Region 2 Representative. Slide 28. Statewide Independent Living Councils. Make your members aware of the information. Collect impact stories. You don't have to do direct lobbying, but you can let your elected officials know what the SILC and SILS are doing in your state. Slide 29. Centers for Independent Living. Collect stories of how your SIL has made impacts to individuals in your community. Send newsletters to the legislators. Call and let your elected officials know what you are doing in your community. Educate local consumers and advocates and empower them to share their stories of IL. Slide 30. Individuals and allies. Make calls to your elected officials and share your story of independent living. Set up meetings with your elected official at their local district office to share your story. Work with your peers and help them share their story. Work with your local SIL to get more information. Share information and story on social media. Sign on to petitions and letters of support. Slide 31. Lobbying versus advocacy. NCIL has some resources to help you understand what the difference is. https://545campaign.com/factsheet/advocacy-and-lobbying-in-centers-for-independent-living/lobbying. Telling your senator to increase IL funding to $500 million. Advocacy, telling your senator that individuals with disabilities in your community are in need of greater services and supports, leaving out the ask itself. Telling what you are doing in your community, sharing how constituents can access the SIL, sending them information on how you have impacted people you serve, sending information about your services and programs. None of that is advocacy or lobbying. Slide 32. Now and always. Share your success. Talk about the difference you make, whether it is in the greater community or with individuals. How do you make a lasting impact in your community? Slide 33. Together we can change the world. Join NCIL today. NCIL.org/NCIL-membership. For more information, NCIL@NCIL.org. Slide 34. Sources. NCIL Rehab Act Position Paper 2003. Email, Daryl Jones, February 7, 23. Email, Maggie Shreve, February 6, 23. Email, Lex Frieden, February 7, 23. Email, Charlie Carr, February 7, 23. SILARA Funding FAQ, https://www.federalgrantswire.com/centers-for-independent-living-recovery-act.html number.yvcusmk0c. 1973 Rehab Act Amendments, https://www.congress.gov/bill/93rd-congress/senate-bill/3381. Slide 35. Sources CONT. Independent Living, https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/independent_living. SIL and COVID, https://acl.gov/sites/default/files/about-acl/2020-07/sil%20cares%20act%20faqs%206.12.20.pdf. 1978 Rehab Act Amendments, https://www.congress.gov/bill/95th congress/house-bill/12195. 1992 Rehab Act Amendments, https://www.congress.gov/bill/102nd congress/house-bill/5482. https://guides.osu.edu/c.php, g=833016 and p=5947898. Slide 36. Questions.